Everybody's back.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Folks, this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in many colors. Many colors. And so we are delivering the goods for the International Black Summit. And we come to you live every night on Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to check out the website, www.blacksummit.org, because that's where we keep all the great information about what's happening. We've got a great annual event coming up in Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to Bama this year, y'all. Okay? Hello,
Alabama.
Be with us in our journey as we rediscover the civil rights movement for ourselves. Like, we are going to have some spiritual work inside of that context. I don't even know what it's going to look like, but I know that it's going to be a monster, and you don't want to miss it. And then next year, going to Ottawa, Canada. So we're going back to Canada, but this time, not Toronto, but Ottawa. That's next year.
Ottawa.
This year, Birmingham, Alabama. We're going to Bama, y'all. So let's get it started. Jill's going to read the declaration for us. Jill, welcome to the show. How you doing, my dear?
I'm doing great. Just dealing with this heat, but it's all good. I'm glad to be here on the show with you all this evening. And welcome, Dawn and Joyce. It's great that you're on the show. We can't wait to hear all the wonderful things you have to share with people out there in the listening audience. So with that said, we're going to start the show off, as we do each and every evening, with the declaration of the International Black Summit. And what we would like to do for our listening audience, if you could listen to the declaration and see where you find yourself in the declaration. Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7, 1991. Atlanta, Georgia, July 15, 2012. North, south, east, west. Above, below, within. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. Back to you, Glenn.
Thank you. That's Jill Van Leesten out of Atlanta, Georgia, reading the declaration that was delivered for the first time in Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991, and it was delivered by 123 people of Black African descent that got together and aligned on this conversation called the Declaration. And the alignment process, just to be succinct about it, the alignment is a process where everybody in the room agrees to move forward. So if there's any objections, all of that gets addressed before the room moves forward. So alignment is a distinction of the International Black Summit that took place, that actually had the Declaration of the International Black Summit be aligned upon from all of the 120 people, 123 people that were in the room from all over the country and the world, as a matter of fact, to designate that. Let me just give you the purpose of the International Black Summit is provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community in the world. So let me just say that again. To provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community in the world. And so that's really why we're here tonight, to talk about your visions out there in the radio land and participants that who have joined, who are part of the International Black Summit, and those of you who have not, please come check us out. Email the radio talk show at blacksummit.org is a site, and certainly an email address that you can send to us, and certainly call in the show, and we can give you some specific information. Certainly go to the website, www.blacksummit.org. So we've got a tight show tonight. I want to welcome our other host, Jerry, to the call. How you doing, my brother?
I'm good. Peace to everybody. How's everybody doing?
Good, 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 good. Jerry is now in Virginia, making stuff happen in Virginia. So a lot of acknowledgement and accolades to Brother Jerry for making a move and continuing the work of the International Black Summit in Virginia. So without further ado, we got some action-packed smoking guests on here tonight that are going to knock your socks off and tell you about what we're doing at the International Black Summit. We got Dawn that is all the way up from Toronto, but she's actually visiting in New York. So she came down to handle her business, but she's handling some summit business tonight for us, and she is a person that has been doing a lot of the work for virtual communications and WebEx and a lot of other things that she's been holding the space for and coordinating and just making happen. So we're going to bring her to the show, and we also have Joyce, who is my partner in crime with the Youth Summit and has been holding down that conversation since the beginning. And we're also, Dawn and Joyce are facilitators for the International Black Summit as well. So with that, and we'll come back to it, but I want to, Jill, don't forget, I want to talk, I want you to presence the summit share that you had on Saturday. We'll do that at the first 15-minute break, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Let's keep that on track. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Joyce, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you perfectly, my dear.
Okay.
It's lovely to have both of you on the show. I want to first start out by why don't you all present yourself as we normally do in the space of the International Black Summit and say a little bit about what got you to the summit and what you're doing in the summit. Why don't we start with you, Dawn?
First thing I want to say is that I'm actually in the car. I'm coming from Connecticut in New York City. I wanted to be in New York for the call, but I'm thankful to technology that allows me to be on a call with you today. And what got me to summit? You know, it's hard to say. I'll just say spirit, because Sarah from Toronto brought me to summit, and I knew this was a place that I wanted to be, because I've always been about the upliftment of my people, moving them forward, and moving myself forward. And that's what the summit was all about. So once I heard the conversation, once I heard the declaration, I've been hooked. I would say for life.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, cool. Great. Thank you for sharing that. Joyce, what brought you to the International Black Summit, and what's some of the work that you're doing now? you'd like to share with
well,
us?
Well, what brought, believe it or not, what brought me here, I was in New York at another function, and I got on an elevator, and this tall, lanky guy got on with me, better known as in the Summit family as Orrin Saunders, and he shared. I'm on the elevator with him and going all the way, I don't know, 5-6 floors. In those few moments, he shared the declaration. And when I got off, I knew that I would be in Highland Park. I believe that's where we were going. So he was the one. It was something, it was a word that I had always stood for, and just to have it expressed in that one document was just so moving to me. And I almost didn't get there. We had a couple of breakdowns, and it didn't look like we were going to get to Highland Park. And then the last minute, it was myself and Yvonne Bryant, who also was a facilitator for the International Black Summit. And we just got in the car, drove from all night long from New Jersey to Highland Park, and it was worth every mile that we took to get there and everything we had to do. And out of that, I have been participating. I must say I've been to every summit since then. And what I am up to now is standing for two things. One, of course, is the Youth Summit, and which Glenn is my partner, and I've been standing for that and working with him and the youth for years. And the other would be virtual. And having gone as a partner in that, which is something that it's almost like I see my visions that I had for it being fulfilled. Just out of the work that she's really just taking the reins and moving it forward. But it's also been part of my conversation for many years.
Excellent. Well, you know, you guys don't know this, but there's a guy in Chicago by the name of Martin Grant, and he stood up after the first summit in Atlanta, and he envisioned us having the summit conversation televised around the world. Now, we didn't have the infrastructure for it. He had this whole conversation of satellites and the this and the that and so forth. And what we got was that was a possibility and a vision, and it was not now. And what the two of you have taken charge, and I want to include Lennar in that conversation and John and all the technology folks inside of the International Black Summit, have worked very hard to make this virtual conversation a reality. So I really want to acknowledge you all for being on the show to really talk about the virtual and let people know that this is an option for you to participate. So for some reason, you can't get your butt in the seat in Birmingham, Alabama, we have some alternative options for you to participate. Now, my preference, this is Glenn Greenwich speaking, my personal preference is for you to have your butt in the seat. However, as an alternative, you want to look at and take advantage of the virtual opportunities that we've created for you to participate. So with that, I'm going to give it back to both you, Dawn, and Joyce, and let us, would you walk people through what they need to do to get access to virtual so that they can participate?
Well, I can speak first then. The first thing I want to say is how critical virtual is, because as you, my summit brothers and sisters, know, that virtual became really important for me after I had a stroke.
You're dropping out. You still there, Dawn? We can't hear you. All right, we're having a little technical difficulty. Joyce.
He did say she was in a car, Glenn, so I don't know.
Yeah, let me just check the switchboard, and her line did get dropped, so she's off the call right now. So would you answer that question for us? Joyce?
Okay, I she dropped off, I think, after the stroke she had, and I just remember her emails going out requesting that the summit be delivered virtually, like the possibility, and given that she couldn't travel. And one of the things, so it was out of that request and out of her, you know, being ill. And that's where she began to, you know, take it on. And so as far as registering, as Glenn said, it would be best to be in your seat. And if not, be with us virtually. And we request that you register, that you have, if possible, now wireless will work, but it'd be great if you can actually have your computer wired in, you know, using cable because of the signal being a lot stronger. So you should have that laptop or a desk computer as well as a headset. The information and instructions will be included with your registration. But really, if you want to participate with us, that's really what you need. You know, a laptop, something to get on. I don't even know. Some of the phones now, you may be able to connect. When Dawn comes back, I have to ask her about WebEx and cell phones. But definitely a headset, and you're ready to be with us for the weekend.
Good. So for all our listeners out there, just want you to be real clear. So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to register at, so go to www.blacksummit.org. There's a registration form. Fill out that information, and you will let us know that you want to participate virtually. And we will send you the information around that. But it's critical, and one of the things I want to underline about that is critical that you have a high-speed line. So if you're going to be sitting in Burger King or Starbucks or one of the other, you know, or the library, it may not be as good reception. So you really want to get a high-speed line that you have access to. It's got some privacy on it as well. So with that, I want to ensure that those are the initial requirements. Now, looks like Dawn is back on the line. Hold on, I've got 516-322. Go ahead, you're on the air. And I'm going to get to you, Jakesha, in a second. What happened? 516 dropped again. Okay. So we're going to go to you, Jakesha. Jakesha, go ahead, you're live on the phone.
Yes, this is your roving International Black Summit member. So happy to be on the call and hear Dawn and Joyce and, you know, check in with everybody. And a big shout out to Jerry in Virginia. And just happy to be on the call and excited listening to the progression or evolution of, you know, the summit and you know, where we're moving to and how people saw it even before it was actually here. And I'm just really excited, you know, about what's happening and just totally in love with the people in the summit. That's the one thing I love about the summit. You actually, for myself, I've actually found this group of people that I'm just so in love with. And, you know, they're not my blood relatives, but they're definitely love of my heart. And I declare them as my family members. and I'm able to move between people of the International Black Summit and my family and just have that be a beautiful blend. And that's what I just wanted to share that right quick.
Well, I actually want to acknowledge, I don't know if you guys listened to the show about 2 weeks ago, but we had a woman call up from Jamaica, West Indies, was actually in Jamaica, West Indies, made the call to the show, is coming to Birmingham, Alabama, and has got big visions for impacting the commerce and the culture of Jamaica inside of this conversation called the International Black Summit. And that was made possible by Chakaysha sharing with this young lady the possibility, and had been had shared with her earlier, had reconnected with her, and then had her actually call in. So I just wanted to acknowledge that and to say that that was some pretty powerful stuff to have her call in from Jamaica and be on the show. Of course, I had to play a little Bob Marley for her, but it's all good.
Oh, great. I have a friend on today. She should be listening now that I met in Okinawa, and she's now her and her three sons have moved to New York. I think they're in New York. They may not be in New York. They're up in that area. I can't remember. But she's, in fact, setting up to be in Birmingham, Alabama with us. We had a great conversation a week ago or a weekend, a couple of weeks ago, and she totally could hear some things that's possible for her and her family. And so she's on her way to Birmingham, Alabama, and she should be coming in. She should be on the line now. So another one of my world travelers that I met while I was traveling around the world.
All right, all right. Well, I'm still looking for that soul man in Okinawa. That you know, when is he going to get his butt to the international?
Definitely. Okay. Still reaching out to people.
That's absolutely. That's I want to call her our roving reporter, but she's much more than that. Chakaysha is our enrollment, enfoldment, manager, you know, world traveler, our world representative, our delegate, clearly. Right now, I actually want to acknowledge the Atlanta Summit Share that took place yesterday. Jill, would you tell us a little bit about what that was and how that was organized and the results?
Yes, we had a great time yesterday. We had our first youth adult share, and it was wonderful. We had about 20 people to attend. The intention of the share was creating a safe space for a deeper and open communication for adults and youth. And we had virtual. We had Kahala, who started out as a youth with the International Black Summit. We had Joyce and Glenn, who came on. And then we went ahead and talked about the intention. We had the clearing. We talked about the history of the Youth Summit, the declaration, the purpose. And we had an activity, which was a lot of fun. It was based on vision work and how you view yourself, how you see yourself as an individual, how you see yourself in the community and in the world. And some things were just so powerful. And I want to share something. I had to interview a youth, and she had to interview me, and we had to write down what who they are in the world. And so she said she is F equals M equals A times A. And I said, what is that? And she said that that is the law of motion, that she is the law of motion. And that blew me away because she is definitely a leader. She's in eighth grade. She is a leader, and she is a mover and a shaker. We had to write down who it is that we are. And this youth stated that she is creative, a singer, an amazing speaker, an old wise soul. She's down to earth. It was just incredible what the youth were saying about themselves. And it went very well. We were really excited, and we're looking forward to, I know, having more of the adult youth shares. And then allow the parents to see and interact with their child. And there are some things that were stated where the parents never even realized that this is maybe something that their child wanted to do or was interested in. So it allowed for some great communication in the space.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for distinguishing that for us. And let me distinguish it even further. So there are a couple of ways to participate in the International Black Summit. So obviously it's this talk show. And Dawn, I see you out there. I'm going to get right back to you. I'm going to open your mic in a second after this session. There's a couple of ways to participate. So the radio show is one of them. We have what we call a prerequisite, which is can be done in different various communities. It's a one-day event, and it can be a two-day event if we design it and structure for that. But normally it's a one-day course that is the prep work or the gets you inside of the conversation of the summit and some of the tools and gives you some of the ground rules of how the summit operates so that when you get there on Friday for the annual event, you're ready to go to work. And one of the things that Jill spoke about is some visioning work. And so we at the International Black Summit are committed to you getting in touch with what your vision is. So it's important that as an effective person on the planet, you have a clear vision that you're working on so that then you can see what your purpose is. And inside of your vision and your purpose, what becomes clear are the actions that you would take consistent with fulfilling on that vision. So that's, in a nutshell, the kind of work that we do. We do this work with adults. We do it with youth. And again, we do it virtually. And so let me put Dawn back on the line. Dawn, 516-322, you're back on the air.
Welcome here.
Okay, great. So visioning work and the work that we do, the accessibility of that is made available through the virtual is another component. So the summit share, we have the prerequisite, the annual event. The summit share is like a, we used to call them at the fraternity, like a smoker, where you would come and kind of check out the fraternity. So the summit share is where you come and you check out the summit and find out what it's about, and you talk a little bit and discuss and distinguish the declaration and parts of the declaration, and you look to see what's available inside that declaration as well as what's available inside of your vision for your community. So those are the different ways to participate. So, Dawn and Joyce, so we talked a little bit about the requirements. What would you say are the benefits for people being virtually in this conversation? You know, what comes to mind when you think of the possibility of people having the summit virtually available to them?
Personally, I think there's a vision that I believe I heard you speak before, is that we can have people from anywhere. We can be in Birmingham and have people in Toronto, in England, in Ghana, in Jamaica, from wherever they wish, and have those people all remotely in the room with us. And these people will have a similar experience to what we are having. They will do all the work, they will see us, they can dance with us, they can hear us, and they can get in their own groups. So certainly the benefits are that they will be able to participate, even though they won't be actually on site.
That's great. That's wonderful. And let me just distinguish something for the listeners out there. So some of the work we do it individually, and some of the work we do actually in groups. And we do a lot of group work. And what we find is the group work is a great way to learn about who else is in the room, especially when we're engaging in visions. We get to see who's got similar vision in our groups and in the summit conversation at the annual event. So it's a real way to gauge and to network with people who are working on very similar things inside of the community.
And if I can give an example, when we did a share in Toronto, when we had a number of people in Toronto, we had others in Chicago, New York, George was in New Jersey. I believe we had like five different locations. And actually in Chicago, we had a number of different people. And we were all there participating in the conversation as well. We were all in the same location. So that's what it would be like.
Cool. Anything else you'd like to add, Joyce? Okay. She might have muted herself. I know she's at a conference. Okay.
I got another call came in. I had to answer. I'm back.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, we were just talking about the benefits of virtual, and Dawn was just sharing about access and being able to do group work so the virtual people could actually do the group work amongst themselves in virtual world, as well as the people that are actually on site doing the group work in the groups at Birmingham, or that will be in Birmingham this year.
So the only thing I would just wanted to say that there will actually be at least one or two facilitators on virtual who actually will be facilitating those conversations as we have in the big room when people wake up in groups. We have facilitators who actually go around, support, listen, see what they hear. We will also have that virtually as well. So this is really about what virtual is including, getting the experience that Dawn was describing, and including as much as possible for the participants to be in the conversation and in relationship with each other.
Excellent. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We're coming to you live from Log Talk Radio. I'm sitting here in New York City, and Jill is in Atlanta, and Jerry's in Virginia, and Joyce is, I think, is in Florida. And
yeah,
people
Miami.
All over the place. They're in Miami. So we are really inside a conversation of what is needed and wanted in our community and what needs to be delivered. And we do that by getting ourselves clear what our vision and purpose is so that we can impact our immediate community and know that each community that we live in will be impacted through that conversation. So we've got some other callers on the line, and if you'd like to participate with the conversation, press 1, and we will recognize you and open your mic so that you can either ask questions or contribute to the conversation that's ongoing. I'm going to bring Chakesha back into the call, and I'm actually going to take a quick look to see if there are any upcoming events. Again, our website is www.blacksummit.org. And here's one thing I want to share with you. We have an inquiry or a declaration every year that we look into, that we are engaged in as a community. And the engagement or the inquiry for this year is, what is possible in life when I be with what is? ... What is the gift? So I want you to get this conversation, because the first part what was last year. What is possible in life when I be with what is? And so not only are we asking ourselves to be with what is, not what we'd like, not what we hope, not what we think it should be, not what we are wondering what it should be, but actually be with what is, and then look for the gift that life is giving us inside of being with what is. So that's the current engagement that we are looking at and working with. And really looking to see how to, you know, clearing is another distinction, so how to clear ourselves inside of our vision, inside of our purpose, so that we can fulfill on the work that we want to do. So we've got a couple of events. They're more of a personal nature on the website. And, of course, the annual event, the 22nd annual event, will be occurring August 2nd through the 5th in Birmingham at Doubletree Hotel in the heart of downtown Birmingham, Alabama. So with that, Takesha, you're back on the air. Anything you'd like to add?
Right. I wanted to bring up something that was brought up. I went to a three-day meditation. You know, the program that Rosemary and Bill has been talking about.
Vipassana.
I attended. Yeah. What's the name again, Glenn?
Vipassana.
Yes, I attended that in Magnolia, Mississippi. And what I found out is, one, there's a sister by the name of Dolores Watson that has purchased three homes there that she's turned into this meditation center. And it's called the Flowering Lotus Meditation.org. So you can go there and see more. But when I attended that in June, a gentleman brought up the fact that this is the only meditation center in the South. And he also pointed to all of the things that has taken place in the South in terms of our growth and what's been occurring in for Black people. And when he brought that up, I got very present to that we're in Birmingham, Alabama, which, as we all know, has great significance for us as a group of people. So I just wanted to presence that the summit is about participants bringing into vision, into being their vision for the Black community and the world. And, you know, what a great place to meet and continue that work, to continue vision work, and what visions are possible. Like, what visions are the visions that are now standing in Birmingham, Alabama in 2012? And, you know, it's like we stand on the shoulders of others. And so I totally get visions being created, you know, out of the standing on the shoulders of others who have created visions. So, you know, I wanted to bring that. And also the fact, my friend is on, I'm hoping she's pressed one. Her name's Dana, and I just want to acknowledge her because Dana did a lot of medical work with me while I was in Okinawa. She looked after me medically. She's in the medical field. She's just outstanding. And I have to say, you know, she's literally, you know, ministered medical work to me that has me be present here on the phone now. So I want to say thank you to her. And, you know, I just wanted to share those two things, that we'll actually be in Birmingham, Alabama, and the vision work that's available, you know, to have, you know, take place in that location. That's it for me.
Great, great. Thank you, Acacia. Let's go back to our special honored guest tonight, Dawn and Joyce, the virtual team of the International Black Summit. Anything else that you guys would like to let us know about or share around virtual or anything else around the International Black Summit that you'd like to share with us?
So yeah, I was one of the things as Tayshia was pointing to, and I was very present to it as you read the declaration, is this whole thing about your vision, and I say your vision along inside of that is your passion. And one of the things, it's actually an aspect of virtual, but not being there live, but I've had the opportunity and privilege of videotaping the summit every year. And it isn't like work. It was just a way of expressing something that I love to do. Like, yeah, it's that thing, that passion is what gets you up in the morning, you know, that thing that drives you. Sometimes you even lose the aspect of time when you're really engaged in what you're doing. And I find that with video. I love to capture the moments. And at the time, it was just an expression of my passion. And as I look now, it also has been a way of recording history. This conversation is over 20 years, and I have something that can actually mark the different phases we've gone through, and really like have something for our people to use as a resource for generations to come. And it's not the reason I started. So it's something about when you're fulfilling your passion or you something you love to do, you don't know where it's going to take you next, and what aspect it's going to be used. It felt like for me, my passion was being used by something else other than my passion and fulfilling on something. And I was just a vehicle to record history. So advertising, like there's something with Birmingham, and I'm not sure what is going to be available for each and every one of us. But there is something, Glenn, you were pointing to about the historical, resources and what would be there in Birmingham that we may able to, you know, take away with us as a possibility. So that's
absolutely
one of the things I wanted to share. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And the other thing that I want to, that in Joyce's share presence, me, and I want you all out there that are listening that haven't been to a summit event, what we do is we are about expanding the conversation of our community, and the piece in the declaration that just spoke to what Joyce just said for me was we assert that we are responsible for generating community of possibility and distinction. And so what we are constantly engaging in. And the thing, you know, I was at the first International Black Summit, and I think I've missed three in the 22 years. And the reason that has me coming back each year is that I expand myself and I get to play with other people who are also expanding themselves. And so as we, as a community, grow more powerful, there's more things that we can take on and do together as a community. So I'm always excited at it. And the other thing that I want to say is we don't have leaders. We have facilitators. And what distinguishes a facilitator to me is that when I'm facilitating a conversation, I'm in the conversation with you as a participant. So it's not like I'm going to give you something, but we're together discovering what that new way of being is, what that new possibility is, what that new engagement could be. And, you know, as I said earlier, we'll have a conversation that we're engaging in for that whole year, like what is possible in life when I be with what is. What is the gift? So inside of that engagement, as facilitators, we engage, fully engage in that conversation all year long, so that at the summit event, we've got some facility and seen some things about ourselves inside that conversation, so that we can get ourselves out of the conversation and be with the participants inside of what their inquiry is into what's possible for them. So the facilitation is a key component of what is available and what we do as a summit body. And we're all in that training and delivering mode conversation. I just wanted to include that as well. Wanted to bring our fearless leader into the conversation. Henrietta, you're live on the air. Are you there? Are you on mute? It's Henrietta Bird. Okay, she may be on mute, so we'll get back to her.
I'm glad.
Gwen, this is... Oh, there it is.
Go ahead. Was that you, Henrietta? I know Jill was about to say something. Go ahead, Jill. Do your thing, Jill.
Okay, I just wanted to say a lot of people out there probably that are not familiar with the summit are probably really trying to figure out what this is all about, even though we've mentioned the purpose, we talked about vision, we asked them to see themselves in the declaration. And it is, for me, it was the only way I really got it was when I was at my first summit, which was 2 years ago in Baltimore. And it's, you know, you want to say, oh, it must be like a club, it must be like a sorority, it must be like a fraternity. It is not. It truly, for me, it truly has me think in a totally different way. And it has me look at myself before I look at others, before it has me look at how I interact with myself before I interact with others. So it truly is something that I had to truly grasp by being in the space of the summit. And I just wanted to, that was just present for me to put that out there for our listeners.
I would also like to add, this is Dawn. And can we do, when you were talking a little bit about the question and getting things out of the way, I think it's really important for me to add this. I was in West Haven this weekend. I went to an amusement park, and I still have a condition associated with my stroke, so I can't do anything that will cause me to be too anxious or anything like that. So I won't go on like rides like the roller coaster. So my daughter wanted to go on another ride, and I thought it was easy. And it was called, what was it, The Enterprise?
Okay.
Anyway, it was like the roller coaster. I went on this thing, and when I realized, I felt like I was about to have another stroke. It was crazy. I thought my heart, everything was going crazy. And I remembered the question. The thing is now, be with what is. Be with all of this. Don't, you know, go on trying to make it stop. It's not going to stop. All of that. And in that moment, I was able to quiet my whole body down and go through all that anxiousness and come off at that. It was powerful for me because in one moment, I really thought I was going to die. And in another moment, I really was able to just be with what is and just what's possible with all of that. Really told me what I can actually achieve, what I didn't know I could achieve, something I didn't know I could do. And that is the power of the work that we do in the summit. And that is a power that can be given to someone, whether they're in the space or whether they're thousands of miles away, and that's why I'm so passionate about it, and I want everybody, as many people as possible, to get some of this stuff. And I'm clearing myself so that I can be in a space, be a facilitator, and be a part of helping participants get what they're there for.
Oh, that was excellent. That was excellent. I want to reframe it just to highlight and underline it. So what Dawn did in that moment was that she was able to now make a choice for herself. And she could have chosen to be in panic mode and get upset and what she chose and what she had access to was the possibility of being with what is, being with this question in a way that she gets to choose powerfully how her life is going to occur. Because we've got choices, and we can now be run by a past, we can live in the past, or we can choose to live in the moment and live in the space that we generate for ourselves. And so what Dawn was a demonstration of being able in that moment to decide, am I going to panic myself or am I going to be with what is powerfully, and what is the gift? And so the gift for her in this case was that she was able to manage herself successfully inside of this restriction that she had from the medical, you know, from a medical circumstance. So it's like, you know, when I am confronted with that I am dumb or stupid or I am not able, you know, that's a choice. And so in this moment, do I want to be in that choice, or am I declaring for myself, no, not that. I'm going to choose to be brilliant. I'm going to choose to be empowered. I choose to be that I'm going to get it done. And I may not even know how I'm going to get it done, but I'm standing in that I'm going to get it done. So we all have these choices from moment to moment to moment. And the summit provides you with tools to be able to get yourself back on track. So when you're off track and you notice you're off track, you can get yourself back on track. So that's one of the powerful spaces that's available in the work that we do in the International Black Summit. So anyone who would like to, we've got about 8 minutes left. If you'd like to get on the call, you have a question or a concern or a comment that you'd like to share with us, please do. Press 1, and we'll recognize you, and we'll open up your mic and have it be great. I'm going to see if we can get Henrietta Bird back on the line. Henrietta, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, I had you on mute.
I thought so.
Wait, but I did not hear the question.
I said, how are you?
Oh, okay. I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
Okay, good, 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 good. Well, we're just rocking and rolling, having a great show.
I know it. And thank you to Don and Joyce for joining us and sharing about everything. I'm so excited about everything that's going on. Just when I hear about it, been having shared, like individual shares everywhere I go. You know, last night I was at a Chaka Khan concert, and the people who were sitting with me in that group are excited, and, you know, like, just it's just wonderful. Talk to a group of people today about Birmingham and Alabama and the summit and what the summit does. And so it's just, like, really an exciting time, this countdown to Birmingham. And I'm just so looking forward to getting to Alabama, you know, to just having another summit experience.
All righty. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those of you listening out here who have not attended, bring your friends, bring your family, bring your children. This conversation is fun to be in. You're going to enjoy it. There is some engagement and there is some work, but the fun and the joy and the relationships that you meet and form, some of them for the rest of your life, are just very powerful, very positive, and very fulfilling. So we've got about 5 minutes left, so let me go back to Joyce and Don. Anything that you'd like to share before we close for the night? Dawn, go first.
Just contact us if you're interested in knowing more about virtual. They can, is there a summit email? they can just email us, and the information will be passed directly on to any one of us. We're a team of about 5 or 6 people, and we'd be happy to talk to anyone who'd like to know more about virtual. What's the email address, the Summit General?
I'm looking that up right now, my dear, because I know it's changed, and I don't want to give out the wrong one. I'm just looking for it. Okay, so we'll come back to that. The Joyce. Well, anything else for you, Dawn, before?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay. All right, you're very welcome. Joyce?
I just wanted to acknowledge you and your team and all the work that you have done, because this is virtual as well. So how you're declaring, you know, the declaration, standing there and having this conversation expanding and reaching people all over, globally, all over the world. And I just appreciate your commitment and getting the word out about, you know, our conversation. And I just wanted to acknowledge all of you for that, your team.
Great. Thank you. I actually haven't found the email, but what I will tell you is that we do have a Facebook. It's called the International Black Summit, Inc. So you actually can go to Facebook and get some information. And Dawn is a member of that, as well as, Dawn is a contact on there, and certainly Jill and myself and Henrietta and Jerry are part of that. So you can get a hold of us, and we can get you any additional information that you'd like around the International Black Summit, if you can't find it on the website, www.blacksummit.org. And we have one of our key people from Louisiana. Hold on a second. Let me open up your mic. 504-309, Mr. Nunu.
What's happening, Glenn?
What's happening, my brother? How you doing?
I'm still hanging, bro. I'm trying to figure out a way how to get up there to Montgomery or Selma, Alabama next month.
Okay, Birmingham. We're going to be in Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham with Acacia.
Mega bus. Jump on the mega bus.
Jump on the mega bus. Who's going to be riding with me? Who's going to be riding with me?
Hey, come get me if you want.
Oh, don't stop. No, stop. This is not an X-rated show. This is G.
G-Man.
That's right.
I just wanted to highlight you. That's all.
Absolutely. Well, as you can see, we are about having some fun, and we do have some fun. And so we invite you to really come out and take a look at what you want to do for yourself and for your community. We're here every Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the call-in number is 646-716-9827. We love you. We honor you. We thank you for calling in and participating. And I just want to thank our special guest tonight, Dawn, all the way from Toronto, and Joyce from New Jersey, who are part of the virtual team, who are holding down the virtual conversation for the last year and a half, 2 years, holding that accountability down and really producing the result and taking it to another level with WebEx. So we've got some really nice capabilities that we keep looking at and keep discovering. So I just want to acknowledge the technology folks. We've got the caller in 401 area code. I don't know if you wanted to jump in and say hello. Hold on a second. Let me give you a...
Oh, this is Jill. That might be my mom.
Hi, Jill.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
40390, go ahead. You're on the
can
air.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You're live on the air.
Oh, okay. All right. I guess next week I'll probably ask this question because it was too late by the time I wanted to ask the question. It was about 8 minutes left. And I'm very intrigued with the philosophy and the methodology. And I wanted to know what its origin was, and I was origin is. And I was surprised that this Black Summit has been around for 20 years.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has.
Oh, okay, because I thought it was something new.
You can certainly check out our website at www.blacksummit.org. We've got a lot of information posted there. And certainly we actually just to, because we are out of time, but one of the things that we actually originally came out of Landmark Education. So we were Black graduates, graduates of African descent from Landmark Education originally, and then we developed our own body of work in 1991 and have developed that body of work and continue to develop it since then and in that conversation. So certainly please join us next week or jump on the website. There's a social website and you can begin to engage in some of the conversations that we have there. But look around the website, and we also have this conversation for youth as well as for adults. So,
yeah, it's a very powerful thing. I was thinking about the youth. This is one of the reasons I was asked this question,
So, what is your name?
And I'll talk to my daughter.
Okay.
My
name,
that's
Rosaya.
My mom.
Oh,
hi, Jill.
Hi, Ma.
Hey, Jill's mom. Hey, Jill's mom.
I'll talk to her too, so I get an invitation from her too.
Again, thank you all for being part of the show. Mike, and God bless.
Go.